Thank you, everybody. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Thank you. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm fine. Steven, where are you calling from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Where do you live in Brooklyn? Brooklyn's a big old place.
Bensonhurst.
Really? Ah, I couldn't tell. Bensonhurst. What do you like to do? What's a great day in Brooklyn for you?
A great day in Brooklyn is just getting up, and I go to the city a lot, and go to the village and hang out down there. And,
sure. So a great day in Brooklyn is leaving Brooklyn.
Right.
All right. Steven, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Steve's topic?
2 chicken vaginas, please.
Traveling the world is one of life's great joys. All the different foods, languages, and historic sites. But innocence abroad can sometimes get into trouble. Our panelists are going to tell you 3 stories of people going overseas who probably wish they had stayed home. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Let's hear first from Charlie Pierce.
If you're planning to renew your wedding vows, do it in the back garden or in Vegas between hands of blackjack. Whatever you do, don't fall for those door-to-door salesmen inviting you to renew your vows in the Maldives. One couple recently found this out the hard way. Offered a chance at a traditional Maldivian ceremony, the happy couple found themselves heckled in the native Divhai tongue by the celebrant, who told them, among other things, that they were swine, and that all their children would be bastard swine, and suggested that perhaps the oblivious couple might find fuller gratification with certain barnyard fowl. Members of the audience can be heard urging the celebrant on. It all came out when some prankster put the whole business up on YouTube. The manager of a resort apologized and said the person had put up the video as a joke. A representative for the local chicken said they had no squawk.
Turns out the celebrant in the wedding vow renewal was just insulting them the whole time in his native language.
Okay.
That happened in the Maldives. Your next story of a cultural collision comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Travel blogger Timothy Cruces has boyish good looks and a big smile, so he's used to getting by despite only speaking English. But even he was surprised by the reception he received in a remote Chinese village last month. People stopping him for pictures, waving away his attempts to pay for anything, and following him as he videotaped the countryside, shouting, "Tofen, Tofen," which he thought was an affectionate nickname for Americans. As a travel writer, he's used to freebies and therefore was shocked as he tried to check out of the hotel to receive a bill for $13,000. Cruces was detained by local police when he refused to pay. 2 days and 1 U.S. embassy official later, he found out that the Chinese believed he was really Tom Cruise and that Tofen was actually their way of saying Top Gun. Anyway, the villagers were deeply offended that a rich American movie star would repay their hospitality by trying to take advantage of them. The bill was finally settled, and Cruces admitted he should have questioned the excessive generosity, but he's still baffled about the mistaken ID. "I look a little like Cruz," he admitted to Reuters, "but I'm a lot taller."
Okay. Travel writer gets mistaken for Tom Cruise and gets a Tom Cruise-sized bill. Your last story comes from Morocco.
Okay.
The Indonesian province of Irian Jaya received electricity only 30 years ago. Since then, the native Azmat people have been watching TV nonstop. When American Myrtle McHugh and her flame-haired best friend Sally Tompkins visited the otherwise primitive region, they learned everything about its culture, everything except the ginger prophecy, the Azmat people's belief that 2 best friends, one frumpy, the other a tireless and star-struck redhead, would come to the island and entertain them for eternity. Quote, "At first when they made us stuff our faces with chocolates, I thought they were being hospitable," said Sally. "Then when they made me walk down a long staircase with a giant headdress on, I became suspicious. When they made me stomp grapes for hours as they chanted Babaloo, I started to worry." After an exhausted Sally was given medicine laced with alcohol and forced to recite an Azmati tongue twister over and over, Myrtle contacted the U.S. Embassy. "It's all pretty ridiculous," said Sally. "I'm not even a natural redhead."
Let's review your choices. Let's review your choices. From Charlie, a couple goes to the Maldives to get their vows renewed and discovers that the whole time the person doing the ceremony was just mocking them horribly.
Okay.
From Roxanne, a travel writer goes to China, gets an incredible reception and an expensive one because they thought he was Tom Cruise. And from Morocco, An unsuspecting American couple goes to a remote island in Indonesia and is forced to reenact episodes of I Love Lucy. Which of these is the real story of a travel mishap?
Going to say the Tom Cruise $13,000 bill.
Really? You're going to go with the fact that the guy got a $13,000 bill because that's the kind
he
of bill
Tom
Cruise.
He looked like Tom Cruise,
you think
yeah.
So? That's your choice. All right. That's Roxanne's story. Well, we spoke to a reporter who covered this real story.
A Swiss couple who'd paid over $1,000 to renew their wedding vows in the Maldives thought they'd had a local blessing, only to discover afterwards that they'd actually been subjected to a torrent of abuse in the local language.
That was Johnny Hogg. He was a BBC reporter who covered the story. It was, in fact, I'm afraid, Charlie's story, which was, in fact, entirely true. Roxanne's story, though, was kind of enticing. I'm not surprised you were enticed by it, and you won a point for Roxanne.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for playing.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right,
nice to talk
care.
To you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.